get Trump. She gets elected attorney general. And then before we know of any evidence that she has or any real accusations that she has, she's listing out all the things she's going to punish the Trump family, the way she's going to punish the Trump family when she gets her. She's jumping the gun every step of the way. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right, Eric. And let me just point out something, because this brainwashing they do in propaganda is outrageous. You referred to it when she gets a conviction. She's not going to get a conviction. She's bringing a civil lawsuit. This is a civil case. This is not a criminal case, even though she referred to him as a white-collar criminal. She's not even accusing him of that, and she's calling him that. Why this woman isn't thrown out of the practice of law when they torture me, I can't figure it out. I've never done anything as unethical as that.
And so, Mr. Mayor, take a listen to this soundbite. What we've been talking about, how Letitia James had it out for Trump before she was even attorney general. Listen.
One name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you. Get off your vote.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally.
Running for attorney general because I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake.
So, Mr. Mayor, let's get out of there. Mr. Mayor, does this not disqualify Letitia James? At least, in the very least, against Trump's case, and at the very most, maybe even as attorney general, she ran on something she pre-planned.
Well, first of all, she said that he was an illegitimate president, which, according to Biden, would make her a fascist or a semi-fascist, right?
Or an insurrectionist.
An insurrectionist, a semi-fascist. It is clear that she should have been disciplined by the Bar Association for running a campaign that was essentially to go after one guy and with inappropriate language, inappropriate charges. Even now, she's taking a civil case and she's describing it as a criminal case. And it isn't. Yeah. It is not a criminal case.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, let me ask you this. Do you think there's any, coincidence that there are 48 days till her next reelection and she won on going after Trump the first time? Maybe she's just doubling down, trying it again.
Well, whatever happened to you don't, they censored the entire hard drive because it was too close to the election.
Yeah.
That was like 40 or 50 different crimes by Joe Biden that are now finally coming out. And she brings this before the election. How she was allowed to do what she did and remain a lawyer is completely astounding to me.
Yeah, yeah. This may bring on the state bar. No, seriously. I mean, this may end up being something that brings this Letitia James down. She's not winning her race right now, and this may end her political career. This desire, this obsession with bringing down Trump. It's just incredible. Stay where you are. Coming up, lots more to do. We're going to be sprinting to the finish line. Pat Casale is the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. What does he think of all of this Letitia James stuff and with the former president? In fact, he was at Bedminster. Pat Casale was at Bedminster. No, he was. Last week. Meeting with the president. He meets with us coming up next. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a look at the traffic cams. We still see some delays there on the Southern Beltway 215 West, beginning around Warm Springs in the airport connector all the way up to the 15 interchange. Because there's only one lane on that transition ramp leaving 215 West, merging to Interstate 15 northbound. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through that neighborhood. Congestion on Interstate 15 southbound. That's between Sahara and Tropicana. The right lane is closed in that area for the reconstruction of that Tropicana interchange, which is going to be completed in the middle of February. And watch for crashes right now. Southbound Rainbow at Sahara and Interstate 15 north at Charleston.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. College football, UNLV traveling to Utah State Saturday. They're heading to Logan at 2-1 on the season, coming off a win last Saturday against North Texas. It's the Mountain West Conference opener for the Rebels. While in the NFL, the Raiders are on the road Sunday. They'll take on the Tennessee Titans in Nashville. Both teams looking for their first win of the season. The Raiders coming off an overtime loss to Arizona, facing a Titans team that got blown out by the Buffalo Bills 41-7 on Monday Night Football. Major League Baseball, the Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks face off tonight. Arizona's taken the last two games of the series, winning 6-1 Wednesday. Julio Urias will start for the Dodgers 17-7, while the Diamondbacks will counter with Zach Gallen. He's 12-3. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hi, Tom Beaudet here. Just back from the Beaudet family reunion, and honestly, I'm a little baffled by my nephew. Last reunion, he was still bouncing on my knee. Now he's hitting his head on ceiling fans. Good thing they stayed at Motel 6, where there's comfy beds with plenty of room to stretch out on, and great low rates, because, you know, teenagers eating a week's worth of groceries for lunch. I'm Tom Beaudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either. Paid for by Stronger Nevada PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love saying this, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. It's Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have you. I love being able to say that. It makes me so proud. And, of course, just sitting right across the street from the Mandalay Bay and right next door to McDonald's. Hey, no, you got to think of the important things. You got to have a place to sleep. You got to have a place to eat. And I got both. I just love it. I had a chance earlier to visit with Pat Casal. He is a multi-talented guy. He is both the owner of the MultiCare Group. They deal in health insurance. And you've got another open enrollment coming up in November, which is just around the corner. Pat Casal is also the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. And with just 47 days remaining to Election Day, I asked him, because he was sounding more and more bullish on a red wave.
If there's not a red wave coming now, there'll never be a red wave. Every indicator, economics, crime, immigration, is there on the table. Roe versus Wade, the Dobbs decision, at one point gave the momentum. But 3 weeks ago, the Democrats gave the gift that keeps giving. They let Joe Hitler do a speech with a black and red background.
And if the Marines there in the background?
If you study history, that's exactly a Hitler speech. The only thing nobody stood up and go, Hail Joe! Hail Joe! Okay, and here's the thing that's interesting. Every time you hear about something that Trump will do, they always refer to the fascist movement or the Nazi movement. But the reality is it's always on the left who perform these different things. And it's on the left that are promoting crime and violence against others. Maxine Waters. You don't see Republicans doing that. Okay. Now, I don't agree with Donald Trump said last week with regard to if they indict me or whatever, there'll be crime minister. That was a terrible thing to say. It's dumb. But I will sit here and tell you that Donald Trump, his popularity is growing because of the things that are going on. Just look at yesterday's news thing in New York City with the AG.
Letitia James.
That was totally a political hit.
Yeah.
Even Bill Barr, who basically said some of the things that Trump was doing with the stuff down at Mar-a-Lago, maybe that wasn't right. He came out and said, this is a total political hit job against him and his family. I mean, it's obvious. It's crazy. Look, if you go, I won't go to New York City. I was just in New York. I will not go to the city. I'll go upstate New York. I went to West. I don't want to stay in the areas the crime is through the roof. New York City is disgusting. It's like
people are moving away from there in droves.
L.A.
Yeah.
How about the guy that owns a business that he was walking into his business and a homeless guy's throwing feces at him? I mean, and the cops won't do anything about it. This is why I sit here and tell you. The Democrats are going to get burned. Now, they may maintain California because California is totally left-wing, but where are all the people with money going? Away from California. Sooner or later, these states are going to wake up and say, wait a minute, who are we going to tax?
Tell me about your trip to Bedminster.
So last week, Michael McDonald gets called back to meet with the president and Ronna McDaniel and the RNC people. It was a very, very intimate meeting. I was with Michael. And Michael went in and talked with President Trump as well as Ronna about Nevada politics and the landscape and whether or not there's some rumor about whether or not he will be visiting Nevada or Arizona and Nevada. We don't know yet. Nothing is etched in stone. And frankly, the reason nothing's etched in stone is because everything is just topsy-turvy. You just don't know when and where Donald Trump will be called to or what he's going to do. But if you look around right now, especially Pennsylvania, I would have told you a month ago that Fetterman couldn't lose. And now I'm telling you now they're in a dogfight. Okay? Now you're looking at Herschel Walker, who's now, based on polls, has got the lead. I mean, Trump's got the Democrats used a plan that we're going to support crazy Republican figures that are backed by Donald Trump. We're going to spend millions of dollars to get them through the primary. It's going to backfire. You know, I did an interview the other day, and here's a question. Let's say 50% of the people that Trump supported that were getting backed by phony Democratic money win. The Democrats lost. The idea is we're going to take them all out. They're not going to. If Fetterman loses, Vance wins, et cetera, and so on, they're in trouble. And I'm telling you, the message being sent. How about the nut job, the Democrat the other day who ran over our young 18-year-old Republican kid and killed him? 43% of the nation believes there's going to be a civil war. The only way that gets tapered back is if you get government that's going to do the right thing by the people. And unfortunately, we're never going to see bipartisan politics ever again. So the only way for us as Republicans to come together, and I don't care if you don't believe in the Republican candidate you have to vote for. At this point, you need to vote for him just because they get in. And we could keep tabs on everybody. Everybody works together. But to let a Democrat win out of spite is ignorance.
So what do we do with people like Mitt Romney, Jeff Flake? Adam Kinzinger.
But Kinzinger and Flake are out of politics. They're gone. They're not in office. Kinzinger's done. Now, Romney is still elected. He's still sitting in office. You could vote him out in Utah. You got to run it. You primary him. He could be beat. He's vulnerable. I wonder him and Ron. I don't even know if him and Ron are that tight.
Wow. So what do we, you know, Adam Kinzinger is going to be doing something. I mean, I don't know what it will be. It will be
redistricting put him out of a job. Now, what's he going to do? Get a job with the Democrats? Is he going to do a Liz Cheney? Liz Cheney is a woman scorned right now. What she's trying to do, I sit here and tell you, if you look at the big landscape here, that the Republican Party can take things back. Their messaging has to improve. It was a great show this morning on Outnumbered. The messaging from the Republican Party needs to get stronger. We need to get these consultants in line. You know, the consultants work for the candidates. The candidates' wish needs to be fulfilled. Okay? And when you start seeing all these hit pieces against these candidates, these consultants need to do the damn job and come back like Robertson did. Robertson's cease and desist.
Yeah, explain what he did.
So he put together a cease and desist because of the false advertising and lies, which is libel. Really, he could sue her eventually. This is what it's all about, fighting back. If you don't fight back, you lose. Because unfortunately, the press is against the average person who's on the right. I mean, look at the big businesses. Now, they're doing everything to coddle the woke nation. But the woke nation is going to lose. Disney's finding people aren't going to be spending the money they did before. I mean, it's a trickle-down effect. And if the economy – listen – if things get so bad in this country and money gets so tight, everybody loses. Airlines are out of business. The travel industry, as far as people driving, is out of business. I mean, having a diesel truck in California, they're going to outlaw it because it's racist? Are you kidding me? I mean, you can't make these stories up. This is unbelievable. The Democratic Party is, in fact, look at Venezuela. Just look at Venezuela. Look at these countries that have gone from thriving to following the Green New Deal. Kenya. Look around. These countries are now poor. People not being able to eat, Kevin, is all you need to know. And that's when people are going to get there and vote.
There you go. Pat Casal, vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. When we come back, you've got to hear this. Britt Hume weighing in on a presidential address, and it was really bad. I mean, the optics of this president, he looks old and frail. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't get old and frail. We all will probably get old and frail if we are so fortunate. But I'm just saying, the president of the United States was not very impressive yesterday at his UN speech. Britt Hume will weigh in from Fox News Channel coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an Opportunity Pack.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. celebrating 85 Leuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. I always love it when people go out to sue people or take them to court and you realize they've got deep pockets. In this particular case, it's the deepest of pockets. Gentleman Jim found a story today that involves Mark Zuckerberg and the possibility that he's going to spend some time in court.
Yeah, definitely so. A group that calls themselves the Center for Renewing America, the CRA, if you will, they have filed a couple of complaints, not only against Zuckerberg, but against his wife, Priscilla, and another against a couple of other groups called the Tech and Civic Life and the Center for Election Innovation. What these complaints are is they allege that Zuckerberg and these three different groups were involved in a scheme to inject $500 million into the 2020 election in order to throw it to President Biden, their preferred choice, especially in the key swing states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And what Zuckerberg did is he hired the former Obama campaign manager, David Plouffe, to spearhead that effort. And what they're doing is they're funneling most of the hundreds of millions of dollars grants from these different grants to the Democrat-leaning jurisdictions in swing states via three tax-exempt voting rights groups. So they're funneling money. It's money laundering, if you will.
It is.
It's exactly what it is. So, in any event, this is was picked up by the Fox Business Channel, and they're following that story right now. And looks like Zuckerberg, who has said that, hey, you know, that was a one-time thing. We won't do it anymore. I don't know about that.
And by the way, that doesn't make me feel any better.
Do you trust them?
I mean, the original figure that I saw was 400 million. That obviously has grown as more sunlight has been shown on this thing. 500.
Yeah, they may have included some of the other groups in that too. But
that's incredible.
It's nearly 500 million.
My question is, how did we not know about this? I mean, we got transparency about everything. Why didn't we know about this?
Well, you know, if it makes anybody on the left with power and influence look bad, they're going to try to bury it. We know what happened with the laptop.
Why wouldn't the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNBC or MSNBC, why wouldn't anybody let us know that this was going on? It just doesn't make any sense at all.
Good questions, but they're shining light on it now. And again, Zuckerberg says, well, I'm not going to do that anymore. We'll see.
Yeah. All I know is that is a hell of a lot of money. I mean, really, honestly, I mean, when you think about it, $500 million, half a billion dollars.
And every politician will tell you that they need money. And certainly that's a lot of free money heading towards these leftist districts.
And this just in, it worked. It worked. And we've got Joe Biden as president of the United States. That's just bizarre. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Newsmakers. Newsbreak.